TV6 in Trinidad and Tobago is reporting two nationals of the Two Island Republic were killed in the latest U.S. attack on a vessel in the Caribbean Sea this week. This is WAVS News. This was the fifth attack by U.S. naval forces on boats off the coast of Venezuela, and as the U.S. president has ordered covert CIA moves inside Venezuela. The report says the two men had been in Colombia and, after a number of attempts to return to Trinidad and Tobago, took to sea this week. Family members of Chad Burley of Las Cuevas tells TV6 News the men left Colombia late Sunday, early Monday. A friend of Burley told his family about the shooting death yesterday. So far, no comment has come from the Ministry of Homeland Security in Trinidad and Tobago. One developmental economist believes the slowdown in births and deaths in Jamaica are concerning, even as it is not unique to the island nation. Christopher Stokes believes while there is a similar change globally, the situation in Jamaica needs attention sooner than later.
So there are domestic considerations for growth, but there are also concerns for the global economy. As we go forward, there are specific things that affect Jamaica, like the old age dependency ratio. Who are the folks having less children? What does it mean when we have less persons working, supporting an aging population?
The minority leader in Tobago is calling the recently announced budget one that is deceitful, filled with lies and dishonesty.
It is incorrect. It is dishonest. It is deceitful. And it is disingenuous for both the UNC and the TPP to be going around and saying that this 6.3% is but the highest.
Minority leader in Tobago, Kelvin Morris, speaking with TV6 News, offered his official response to Monday's budget presentation. He also mentioned programs like CPEP.
I have looked both on the recurrent side, the development side, funding to statutory bodies, and I have not seen any allocation specific to URP and to CPEP.
Members of the Bahamas Union of Teachers and the Bahamas Public Services Union made good on their threat to march on Parliament on Wednesday after reaching an impasse with Prime Minister Philip Davis over salary increases. BUT President Belinda Wilson and BPSU President Kimsley Ferguson hoped for a repeat of last Wednesday's protest, where Davis exited Parliament and spoke directly to their members, but Davis shunned the hundreds of protesters who showed up on Bay Street. When the House of Assembly broke at 1 in the afternoon, David exited Parliament surrounded by a throng of police officers. In the Cayman Islands, meanwhile, Finance Minister Ralston Anglin presented government's much-anticipated strategic policy statement to Parliament yesterday, which includes details on $209.5 million in new revenue measures. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.